The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So, Johnny, before today, if I had just said to you, who do you think was the most popular American Idol winner, who would you have said?
My guess would be a close tie between Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood.
Okay, so you're correct. Actually, a new study by YouGov reveals that Carrie Underwood is the most popular American Idol winner.
Really?
60%. I really would have thought Kelly would have taken that one.
Yeah, I thought Kelly. I would say Kelly won.
Yeah.
Carrie two.
Kelly was a fairly close second at 56%. Then there's a plunge. Jordan Sparks at 35%. Here's where it gets interesting. Fantasia at 26%. I don't really remember that.
I like Fantasia.
I don't remember
Fantasia
that.
Fantasia was the season, I believe, right after Ruben Studdard.
Okay, he's the next.
He was, I think it went Kelly, Carrie, Ruben.
Yep. Well,
and then
Philip Phillips is like not even, he's like number 8.
Wow.
20%. So just interesting. I guess it doesn't always translate to sales of albums or singles.
Well, to me, some of the most popular American Idol people were people that didn't even win American Idol.
Right. Yeah, you're so right.
Well, interesting stuff. So check this out. Johnny Depp is doing a new movie that we can't pronounce.
We can't figure out if it's Labyrinth or
Labyrinth.
It's like a labyrinth that takes place in L.A. So I'm going to go with Labyrinth.
Labyrinth?
Sounds dumb, but
I like it.
Okay.
So New York Post says that Johnny Depp allegedly attacked a location manager on the set of this new movie. The paper claims that Depp had allegedly been drinking and smoking all day while trying to direct a scene in downtown L.A.
Sounds stressful.
he wanted the cameras to keep rolling even though a city film permit had expired. Johnny Depp and the location manager got into an argument before Depp offered him $100,000 to punch him in the face.
That's what I'm confused about. So he said, I'll pay you if you let me punch you in the face?
I guess.
Is that his form of stress management? He wants to hit someone, but he feels bad, so he also wants to pay them?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe it was like, so we don't have a lawsuit or anything in between here. I really need to relieve stress, so I'm going to punch you.
And then I'm going to give you $100,000.
But I'm going to give you $100,000
for it. Okay. I would take $100,000 to be punched in the face by Johnny Depp.
I would take a punch to the face for $100,000. Yeah. it's like that commercial for the candy bar. What would you do for $100,000? I'd take a punch in the face. Hopefully it's not a candy bar that Johnny Depp is offering this guy. Because if it is,
very disappointing.
Yes. But that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.